I was asked to read a poem called The Israeli Navy. I should explain that when I wrote it quite a number of years ago, I didn't know if there was or wasn't an Israeli Navy. Turns out there is. But I was thinking, as for what it's worth, I was thinking of a much older Israeli Navy, one that would have lived, you know, in quote-unquote biblical times, when the world, as we knew it, was flat. The Israeli Navy, sailing to the end of the world, stocked with grain and books black with God's verse, turned back rather than sail on the Sabbath. 6 days was the consensus, was enough for anyone. So the world, it was concluded, was 3 days wide in each direction, allowing 3 days back. And Saturdays were given over to keeping close, while Sundays the Navy, all decked out in white and many-colored skull caps, would sail furiously, trying to go off the deep end. Yo-ho-ho, would say the sailors for 6 days, while on the shore their women moaned. For years their boats were slow and all show, and they turned into families on the only land they knew.